Let's say we continue tonight in Simon Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon that's titled Hanhagas Beis Hakiseh, literally translated proper conduct in the bathroom. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, this is Sif Aleph. Kishi konis le Beis Hakiseh, when a person enters into the bathroom, Yomru his chabd mechubadim. A person should say, be honored, honored ones. Literally, be honored, honored ones. Now, what this is actually a reference to is the Torah explains that the Gemara tells us that a person is accompanied by two malachim, one on his right and one on his left, two angelic guardians all of the time. So that the custom developed that when a person goes to the bathroom, he kind of tells his angelic guardians to remain inside. Skabdu mechubadim. Honored ones, you should be honored. Wait outside for me here. I'll take care of my needs. Do not follow me in. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Va'achshav lo nagu la'amro." Today, our custom is not to say this. So why is that? So the Taz in Sif Aleph says, "Va'achshav ki ein anu machzikin liyirah shamayim shemalachin malavin osano." The Taz says, this idea that one has two angels who constantly accompany him, this represents a certain level of ongoing or consistent piety. So the Taz says we don't really reach that particular level today. And therefore, again, our custom is not to say it. It's interesting, the Share Tshuva quotes from the Arizal that the Ari says that one should still say this today. Why? He says something very interesting, because even if one is technically not accompanied by, you know, angelic guardians, he says the fact that one says this pasuk reminds one not to talk about or not to think about words of Torah when in the bathroom. So even if I don't need it for my angelic accompaniment, at the end of the day, it reminds me that a bathroom is not a place ultimately to learn or to recite words of Torah. Nevertheless, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch stands, and today our minog, our custom, is not to recite this phrase before going into bathroom. Paragraph Sif Beis. Yitzanu b'beis hakiseh. Person should be modest in the bathroom. V'lo yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev. And literally should not uncover himself until he sits down. So the idea over here that the Shulchan Aruch is trying to convey, and we'll see this actually expressed in a variety of different ways, is that halacha l'maisa, a person should be modest even when using the bathroom. And even though one has to uncover themselves, one should try to do so to the best of their ability in a modest way. This is part of an ongoing motif that we've already seen back in Sif Aleph, this idea that the concept of modesty applies anywhere and everywhere we are, because at the end of the day, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So to create and to sustain this concept of God awareness, therefore, again, the laws of modesty apply in all situations. They apply when I'm getting dressed in the morning, and they apply with how I use the bathroom as well. Therefore, one should really only uncover oneself when one is getting ready to sit down and relieve themselves. The Rama comments, two people shouldn't go into the bathroom together. See, here he's talking about a situation where it's a one-person bathroom. Right, that's the idea over here, that it's a one person. So two people shouldn't utilize the same bathroom at the same time. Gam lo yedaber sham. Nor should one go ahead and speak in the bathroom. The yiskor hadelas bado. One should close the door after him. Mishum tznius. Ultimately because of modesty. So again, we see a continuation of the modesty motif. So Shulchan Aruch telling me that one should only uncover themselves when they're ready to sit down. Furthermore, again, two people shouldn't go into a single-use bathroom. A single person bathroom together. You shouldn't talk in the bathroom. This actually is a very important halacha, because sometimes, unfortunately, again, that there's a small talk made in the bathroom, that's not the place. The tznius, because the bathroom is a place where people uncover themselves, so therefore, again, the idea of just engaging in conversation in the bathroom in and of itself is a lack of modesty. Therefore, again, the yiskra hadalas ba'ado, one should also close the door behind him, all of these things mishum tznius, ultimately because of modesty. So the Shulchan Aruch then goes on, Sif Gimel. Actually, excuse me, Sif Dalid, Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo yigala atzmo ki emil acharav tefach u'melefanav tefachayim. V'isha me'achareha tefach u'melefaneha v'lo klum. So again, here the Shulchan Aruch says an interesting halacha, which is clearly rooted and reflective of their mode of clothing. Literally translated, a man should only uncover himself from behind one tefach, and in front two tefachim. A woman should only uncover herself from behind one tefach, and she doesn't need to uncover herself in front at all. So again, obviously this halacha is reflective of the wardrobe norms of the time of the Shulchan Aruch, but on a simple level, what the Shulchan Aruch really here in Sif Dalet is echoing the same halacha as was in Sif Aleph, which is modesty. When using the bathroom, one has to be modest. When using the bathroom, one uncovers themselves to the degree that is necessary to relieve oneself, but again, one tries to maintain the proper mode of modesty, even when taking care of their physical needs. Im nifne b'mako magula, sif hei, Shulchan Aruch writes, it's actually interesting halacha, if one is defecating in an open place, in other words, one is defecating, not in a bathroom, but in an open area, so the halacha is, shein bo mechitzos. Now the definition of an open area is literally an open area, no walls. No walls. So a person is defecating in a place where there are no walls. Yechavin shiyihi upanav uledarom v'acharav letzafon o ipcha. Ava be'mizrach lemaidav aser. This is actually quite interesting. That the halacha is that a person should be careful to go ahead and only defecate facing either north or south, like his face facing the north, his back facing the south, or vice versa. But not mizrach and marav, not east and west. So again, this halacha we understand, obviously, which is the idea that if one is defecating in an open area, one should not defecate in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So either, again, the front part of my body or the back part of my body should not go ahead and be facing the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why east-west is problematic, north-south is fine. But again, to understand over here the incredible profundity of what the halacha is trying to teach us. First of all, this once again goes ahead and reinforces the concept of tzniyos, of modesty, that even when a person is defecating, and even when they're in the middle of nowhere, there's nowhere, no one around, hopefully in this case over here, a person is defecating, even Malka Magula in an open space, there's no one around, still, there's a process, there's a method, and one has to be ever cognizant to preserve the Kedusha of the world, to preserve the Kedusha, the holiness in themselves, and to preserve the Kedusha in the world. Therefore, even when taking care of one's bodily needs, one has to try to go ahead and do so in a way of Kedusha and Tara. Ulahat l'mayim b'chol inyan shari. So, Injil of the Rama comments on this, and the Rama says that halacha l'maysa, this is dafka adin by defecating. But when it comes ultimately again to urinating, there is not a problem here. Rather, one is permitted to urinate in an open area in any direction. Obviously, this is not talking about in an enclosure. In an enclosure, all of these directional halachas no longer apply. It is only ultimately, again, in this case, where b'maka magula, persons in an open area, that's where these directional restrictions apply. I will say we'll stop over here for today. And in Emir Tashem, we will pick up in Simen Gimel, Sif Vav, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.